WMFO in Medford. On the campus of Tufts University, this is Roots and Resurgence, the past, present, and future of rock and roll, because I can see the future. And tonight, we have a special program in honor of Women's Month. This episode is called Hell Hath No Fury, Women Who Rock Part 2. Because I did a Women Who Rock part one a while ago. We got some new music. We got some really old music. We got a lot to do. The first song is one of my favorite bands currently. And if you've listened to my show, you've heard me talk about them, Larkin Poe. Tremendously amazing sisters with, you know, they got that musical harmony that you can only get with siblings, right? This song is just out a couple of days ago. And you've heard it before, not by them, but you've heard it before. It's called God's Gonna Cut You Down. It's an American folk song that's been covered by a lot of people, but most famously, I think, was Johnny Cash. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back soon.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, but sooner or later, God'll cut you down. Sooner or later, God'll cut you down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, God'll cut you down. Down. Hey! Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut them down, tell him that God's gonna cut them down. Hey! Down. Sooner or later, God'll cut you down. Cut you down.
captain said, the lights down there, that's where we'll land. I saw a falling star burn up above the Las Vegas sands. It wasn't the one that you gave to me that night down south between the trailers. Not the early one that you can wish upon. Not the northern one that guided in the sailors. Oh, star bright, you've got the loving that I like, all right. Turn this crazy bird around, I shouldn't have gone on this flight tonight. You got the touch so gentle and sweet, but you got that look so critical. Now I can't talk to you, baby, I get so weak. Sometimes I think love is just mythical. Up there's the heavens, down there's the town. Blackness everywhere and little lights shine. Oh, darkness, blackness, dragging me down. Come on, light the candle in this poor heart of mine. Oh, star bright, you got the loving that I like, all right. Turn this crazy bird around, I shouldn't have got on this flight tonight. I'm drinking sweet champagne, got the headphones up high. Can't numb you out, can't drum you out of my mind. They're playing goodbye, baby, baby, goodbye. Go the flaps, down go the wheels. I hope you got your heat turned on, baby. I hope they finally fixed your automobile. Hope it's better when we meet again, baby. Star bright, you got the love that I like, all right. Turn this crazy bird around. Shouldn't have gone on this flight tonight.
Ninety-one point five WMFO in Medford on the campus of Tufts University. This is Roots and Resurgence. Joni Mitchell. That was Joni Mitchell with This Flight Tonight. You know, Joni Mitchell is sometimes considered the female Bob Dylan. She came out of the same time period, but I would argue, many people would argue that she's a better lyricist than Dylan. She was told one of the reasons she made records is she was told that women can't sell records. And I'm paraphrasing here, but she said something to the effect of, you'll like my records. And she made records. But she also, it came with a caveat that there will be so much emotion and so much of what is actually her in those records. And man, the album Blue, it's actually in the top five of Rolling Stone's top 500 albums of all time, and it is tremendous. I used to do another radio show of Irish independent rock music, and there was someone who wrote an entire song about Joni and Joni Mitchell, and it was I think the song was called Blue, and it had the perfect line: that girl knows blue like the back of her hand. She does. All right. Before Joni Mitchell, we had The Warning, Three Sisters out of Mexico. Tremendous. I'm pretty sure that during COVID they went and had rock and roll lessons, because you can actually see their progression online. They start off as like little girls covering Metallica, and and they name themselves The Warning, and now they're out with just this wonderful music. They're so good, so tight, and they're sisters. So they've been playing Guitar Hero and that kind of thing all their life, and that's how they were inspired. And of course, before that, we heard Larkin Poe with God's Gonna Cut You Down off the King of the Rings soundtrack, just released a couple of days ago, and whew, so good, so good. All right, so this tonight's show is Hell Hath No Fury, Women Who Rock Part 2, in honor of Women's Month. And every song tonight represents a woman who had to fight to be heard in a male-dominated industry. They broke rules, challenged norms, and changed the game. Some kicked down doors, some built their own, making damn sure their voices would be heard. So crank it up, and give these artists the respect that they have earned. And I definitely did not read that from a script. All right, coming up next, we have, oh yeah, this one. You're going to like this one, Charlie. I've got DJ Spawn of Sean the First here. And this is one of our favorite bands together is Pink Floyd. This song is very recent David Gilmour track, Between Two, what's it called? It's called Between Two Points. It's David Gilmour, and it's sung by his daughter, Romney Gilmour. She sings and she plays the harp, and I like it.
In an unknown, fell headlong into the arms of the fuss that stirred me. Unsteady to steady heart, and took me to a place I've never been. Place I've never been since. Stopped hoping it's an early age. Stopped guessing it's an early age. Start accepting things from day one. Can't go too wrong. Just let them walk all over you. Laugh through the punches and the pain. Let the lifeblood drain away from you. An angel gives up the ghost.
got a pen in hand. The conversation went like this. Tell me your desire, why you pulled me from the fire, and we'll seal the deal with a kiss. So I wanna raise the dead, find a note that I can shred on my walls. I scrawl my gods. Don't care what happens when I die, as long as rock, rock, rock.
WMFO Medford, on the campus of Tufts University. This is Roots and Resurgence, the past, present, and the future of rock and roll, because you know what? I can see the future. That was Garbage, headed up by Shirley Manson, who herself was a strong advocate for women in rock. I love that song, going back to, what was that, the 90s? Somewhere in the 90s was that one. Before that, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Bad Reputation. Joan Jett started her career at age 16. Did you realize that? At 16, she was one of the founders of the Runaways, which I probably should have had in my set tonight, which I don't. They went off to be eventually Joan Jett by herself and Lita Ford, who almost made it to the playlist tonight. good stuff. Before Joan Jett and the Blackheart with Bad Reputation is Take Me Down by the Pretty Reckless. 1996, I think that was. Pretty Reckless is headed up by Taylor Momsen, who is the, if you've ever seen The Grinch, she was Cindy Lou Who. So she sang that sweet song, Where Are You Christmas? She's different now. She's definitely doing something a lot different now. She was in Hollywood for a while. And did we open up the set? Yeah, we opened the set with David and Romney Gilmore. David Gilmore from Pink Floyd. David Gilmore begat Romney Gilmore. She's his daughter, and did the vocals and harp for that. All right. So I want to say hello to, let's see, Nathan, living in the cornfields in Nebraska. I hope you're enjoying the corn. And Shell, listening in Texas. It's great to have you on board on the interwebs. And what do we got next? Oh, You want to talk about rock and roll pioneers, back when Led Zeppelin was doing it, and back when it was really, really just a man's show. It was Hart standing up there and holding their own against, you know, with bands like Led Zeppelin, The Doors, and who am I forgetting? Many of those 70s classic bands. This is Hart with Crazy on You.
Looking good now. Hush. baby, 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 baby. No, 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 don't you cry. Don't you cry.
Janis Joplin. You cannot beat the voice of Janis Joplin. Most people think, and some people think differently. But that, man, she was a... I believe she's among the first rock and roll singers to really... in blues, of course, to really make an impression on the charts. Summertime. Oof. Before that, what did we have? Oh, Evanescence. Bring Me to Life. You know, it's one of those bands that when I started the show, you know, I was on the lookout for bands that I've never heard before. And there's this whole time frame, like the 2000s, and most of the 2010s that I don't know a lot about. And I get to rediscover things. I got to discover Evanescence. Fantastic. That's Amy Lee is the singer. And apparently she has fought against her label the notes I have here, and I'm reading from a script, she fought against her label to prove she didn't need a male lead singer, which I think is pretty great. And before Evanescence, you heard Crazy on You by Heart. Classic, classic Heart. So good. So good. This is Roots and Resurgence, the past, present, and the future of rock and roll. We are doing... the show tonight is called Hell Hath No Fury. It's Women in Rock. Women of Rock Part 2. Say hello to Ella, who may or may not be listening in. Ella is the DJ that's usually on before me, and she's been out for a couple of weeks. When she comes back next week, it's your job to, well, don't call in because that's a pain, but go to the WMFO.org and go to the web chat and say hi. All right. We miss her around here. All right, yeah. So coming up next, we have, I got to do this thing. Your favorite part of the night. Are you interested in Tufts or Medford Somerville history? Consider taking an adventure to the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're open Monday through Friday by appointment, starting at 9 a.m., and their walk-in hours go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tufts Archival Research Center is home to more than 700 unique collections, documenting the history of Tufts and several specialized subject areas. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. WFO Medford, coming up on the last 12 minutes or so, we're going to go with... Give me just a second. Got to make sure I'm in the right place, right? This is what happens when you don't pay attention to things. Okay, all right, good. You saw all that happen. You saw what I was doing. I was just, yeah. So anyways, coming up, we have another discovery of mine, Beth Hart. She's been at it for quite a while, and I can't believe I never heard about her until, you know, just a few months ago, and I keep discovering great, great songs for her. But I'm stuck on this one. This song is amazing. This is Easy by Beth Hart.
Oh,
91.5 WMFO in Medford on the campus of Tufts University. This is Roots and Resurgence, the past, present, and future of rock and roll, currently now about to become the past because I'm done in about 5 minutes. But this has been Hell Hath No Fury, Women Who Rock Part 2. So I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to send you out with something from the 60s, something fun. This is Dancing in the Street by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Be kind to each other. We'll see you next week.